prayers for the precious introduction. God has given us not only the ability to bless, but the charge to bless. We can see through the example of Abraham and Jacob that in God's culture, it is expected that a father should bless his children. Moses, Elijah, and other prophets, Esther, and many others are examples of people who acted as intercessors between God and the people of earth. Although Christ is our intercessor in heaven, I believe that we are Christ's vessel or instrument on earth to bless his people. Through our prayers and our speaking of God's word and his will over people and situations. Blessing is a lost art that every Christian should partake of. For are we not the children of the Father of lights? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Do we not have all things that pertain to life and godliness? Have we not received the great and precious promise that we are partakers of God's divine nature? Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. As you read through the prayers or blessings, you will realize that God's promises or blessings reach beyond our imaginations to bless. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Furthermore, those things that we can give without God are temporal. Only through the word of God, both the written scriptures and the prophetic word, can we give a blessing that is eternal and everlasting. For all things are created by his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And all things are upheld by the word of his power. The best part about blessing or praying God's word over a loved one is that his word is pure. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. His word is proven. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. His word is powerful, for the word of God is living and powerful. Quick and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him who we must give an account. The word of God is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. The word of God never fails. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And most important, if we pray scripture, we know we are in the will of God, and he hears and will give us our petitions. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Most of us come short of God's promises in our life. I feel it is very important that we ask for God's blessing and the fulfillment of his promises according to his will. Yes, you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasures. I believe that the word of God spoken over a family is powerful. It is living, so it will continue to work throughout all generations. It is eternal, so it will never die or return to the source, God, without prospering first. It is powerful, so it can pierce any heart, even the most stubborn. Even though I will grow old and my flesh will die, the words in these blessings will be accomplishing God's will in your family long after I am dead and gone from this earth. So with this in mind, I urge you to pray these prayers over your loved ones. I encourage you to copy them and send them to your loved ones, and never become discouraged because God has all of eternity to manifest the blessings in your life and the lives of your loved ones. Be confident, for His promise is that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Rest assured, the fact that you are reading this makes it clear God has begun a good work in you and your family, and He will finish it in His own good timing. God bless you and your loved ones.